Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today for another episode of The Best Hour. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you this morning, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see you here. We're going to be discussing Lesson 21 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. I am determined to see things differently. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and let's take a good deep breath. I am determined to see things differently. The idea for today is obviously a continuation and extension of the preceding one. This time, however, specific mind-searching periods are necessary in addition to applying the idea to particular situations as they arise. 5 practice periods are urged, allowing a full minute for each.
In the practice periods, begin by repeating the idea to yourself. Then close your eyes and search your mind carefully for situations, past, present, or anticipated, which arouse anger in you. The anger may take the form of any reaction ranging from mild irritation to rage. The degree of the emotion you experience does not matter. You will become increasingly aware that a slight twinge of annoyance is nothing but a veil drawn over intense fury.
Try, therefore, not to let the little thoughts of anger escape you in the practice period. Remember that you do not really recognize what arouses anger in you, and nothing that you believe in this connection means anything. You'll probably be tempted to dwell more on some situations than on others, on the fallacious grounds that they are more, quote-unquote, obvious. This is not so. It is merely an example of the belief that some forms of attack are more justified than others.
As you search your mind for all the forms in which attack thoughts present themselves, hold each one in mind and tell yourself, I am determined to see blank name of person differently. I am determined to see blank specify the situation differently.
Try to be as specific as possible. You may, for example, focus your anger on a particular attribute of a particular person, believing that the anger is limited to this aspect. If your perception of the person is suffering from this form of distortion, say, I am determined to see blank and specify the attribute in blank name of the person differently. I am determined to see things differently. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we continue our discussion. Let's take another good deep breath. There's a statement of truth and understanding in the textbook and in A Course in Miracles teaching that we're never angry for the reason that we think we are. So this practice of mind searching, this entire discussion of anger is to take a look inward at the thought system that kind of runs our life unconsciously. And that thought system is based on fear, as we've discussed, and anger is actually a defense. And so once I realized that anger was a representation of something that I feared, it was so very helpful to me, because then I was able to start looking at when anger would come up and I would ask myself, what am I afraid of? And that was a real big turning point for me personally that A Course in Miracles really helped me with, because I couldn't see that before, that I would get just kind of trapped in the thoughts of anger about someone typically, and sometimes situations certainly, but it flies in the face of the desire of the ego to control. And not only do we want to control situations around our lives, but we certainly want to control other people, even if they're not in our life. Sometimes far outside of our reach of influence, we can get upset, or the ego would get upset, because it feels at some point threatened by something. And so we become angry at someone else's opinion or a situation out there in the world, or the way someone is acting that's nearby. We can even become angry at our children or our parents or our siblings or our spouse.
No way.
We can. We can. And we can then hold that anger. And when we do, when we hold a thought of anger, then it becomes a grievance. Or if we feel we've been wronged, it can turn into a desire for get even, to be able to get even with that situation. That would be called revenge and vengeance. So all of these emotions are attributes of the ego mind. And as we continue to look more and more into the thought system, the ego mind, we begin to be able to isolate attributes. And then when they come up for us, we can quickly recognize, oh, that's an ego thought. That's not me. You know, and it's so freeing to be able to say, I'm not hoodwinked anymore by that thinking mind. I'm holding some event or person or place or thing in judgment. And A Course in Miracles is all about releasing judgment. God's not judging us. We don't need to judge ourselves. God's not judging our neighbors for whatever they're doing in a dream. Dreams have no effect. And being free from that judgment and being free from that, those attributes of the ego, which just come upon us even when before we are expecting it sometimes, is so beautiful to be able to step back from that. So I am determined to see things. I am determined to see things differently.
The discussion of anger reminds me of the statement in the text that, you know, there is never a justification for anger. And that's one that I have struggled with, as well as students that have been in, you know, my classes, is that there's never a justification for anger. And the argument can be that, you know, sometimes anger is what motivates me to change. And that anger is justified in certain situations in the human experience of, you know, where injustice, like, you know, a violent act upon another, you know, a rape or an assault or something like that. In fact, a student decided not to continue with our course because of that statement when we were teaching about this particular piece. And I think that it's important to realize that there's no judgment by the teacher in the statement that there's never a justification for anger, that to hold each of us to this ideal is somebody has to point to that. And yet there's compassion and understanding for where we might be at in a process. But ultimately, the continuation of it, the activity and the energy of anger as a defense, as a derivative of fear, as then even going back a step further, as a defense to provide the illusion of safety, because that's really what we're going for, is We want to feel safe, and in that safety, sometimes it's our anger that helps us to feel that we're protecting ourselves.
We want to feel justified. We want to be justified in anger, and we want to be justified in hatred, because there is an illusory concept of justice.
Mm-hmm.
The ego has no possible ability to know justice, mm-hmm, in any shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
But it believes that its thought system is all based on control and justification of all of its actions. Everything is justified in the ego's mind. The person that flew the building into the, you know, flew the airplane into the building,
mm-hmm,
was in their mind was justified,
mm-hmm,
by anger or devotion to a false concept of what justice,
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm some people, I mean, have done horrible things in the name of the justice of God,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the justice of their spiritual leader. You know, people have, you know, groups of people committed, you know, suicide together. I mean, mm-hmm, it's crazy what the ego will entice us to do in the name of justice,
mm-hmm,
because it,
mm-hmm,
knows, quote unquote, what truth is. All of these attributes of the ego mind, and I believe the most important point for me personally in my discovery of self through A Course in Miracles was being able to step back and see, oh wow, that is a illusion. I'm justifying my actions based on a false concept of control, a false concept of knowing, a false concept of what needs to be done, et cetera, et cetera. And even in those cases where it appears that something horrible has happened to someone, what we fail to see from a higher level of consciousness is that maybe that's exactly what that person had set up for themselves for their own awakening. But we want to save people from what we think is good or what we think is bad based on ideas of what is justified.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of it is those are all ego concepts. So we have to literally be willing to step back and be humble enough in our own assessment of self-thinking, mm-hmm, to say, wait a minute, I don't really know. I cannot absolutely know what somebody else needs or doesn't need in their own experience of awakening here in this dream of separation.
Mm-hmm.
It's no possible way. And by the way, it's a dream. It's illusory.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't heaven,
mm-hmm,
an experience of heaven. This is an experience of painting heaven with my own concepts of what it should or shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally getting to the point, you know, where we can finally tell ourselves, I'm not qualified to decide what is right or wrong. I am qualified to step back from my thinking mind and ask the question, what is the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And allow love to be my guide.
Mm-hmm. So the declaration of I am determined to see a specific situation differently is an act of humility.
Absolutely.
And it's an act of devotion.
Absolutely.
As well. It's really an offering to spirit to, you know, assist us to be able to actually see, because of our own self, we cannot see.
Mm.
I also like this lesson because just as there is no order of difficulty in miracles, there's no order of depth or variance to insanity. Either it's insane or it's not. And so I love this little, this reminder that a little twinge of frustration, you know, we want to say, oh, I'm just a little frustrated. And that little frustration, it says, is actually veiling. What does it say? Veiling, a veil drawn over intense fury. And so it's really being impeccable, truly, and incredibly honest, you know, not to dismiss anything, not to to say, you know, either it's love or fear. And the derivative of fear, you know, as far as upset and anger, you know, there's a whole range that we want to give it. You know, we want to, oh, this isn't as bad as that. You know, we want to rank it, so to speak. And this is saying, no, it's kind of all or nothing. And, you know, so the request here is to apply this lesson to all upsets,
right.
You know, all,
all ideas of upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then regardless of what we think that level might be, and you're pointing towards the first, you know, principle of miracles. There's no order of difficulty among miracles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They're all the same. All expressions are of love are maximal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just this idea that we're bringing forth here only in our third week of the workbook lessons, but
mm-hmm.
can we begin to see how, I want to say beautiful and wonderful it is to recognize that we have the power to step back from a commitment to the thinking process
mm-hmm.
that we go through sometimes as we imagine ourselves in a drama or imagine ourselves in a situation, recalling the past or projecting the future, and to step back just in this practice. I am, you know, intent. I am dedicated. I want to see things differently. And so that's an admission
mm-hmm.
right there.
Mm-hmm.
That of you know, I really don't know with absolute certainty anything that the ego is constructing around any situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. So the lines and levels of degrees are of the ego, but all ideas of love, all extensions of love are maximal.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to make that choice. But I think it also is, I always like to go back to the joining of mind, because mm-hmm. as soon as I step away and say, well, okay, I'm saying, wait a minute, I want to see things differently. So I've got something mm-hmm. in my mind I'm specific about. And I step back from that. And then when I join with spirit, like when we said, I want to see differently. I want mm-hmm. to see differently. That we're joining, as we talked about in the last lesson. That's that opportunity of dialogue with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And now we turn to spirit and we simply ask that question, what's the truth?
Mm-hmm.
What is the truth? And allowing ourselves to be informed is, mm-hmm. is where the miracle comes in. And as we've talked and said, a miracle is a shift of perception.
A sudden shift of perception.
So yeah. Shifting away from my thinking or the egoic thing. I don't even like to call it my thinking anymore. But what the ego thinks is true and justified and appropriate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just step back and from that, even just for an instant, a holy instant.
mm-hmm.
And asking and joining with spirit and say, I want to see things differently. If it's causing me anything other than a feeling of love,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're asking for a miracle.
You're asking for a miracle right there.
And you're opening yourself up to it.
Yeah. It's called miracle readiness,
mm-hmm.
miracle mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So we just practiced this today. 5 practice periods, 1 minute each, and as necessary throughout the day. I am determined to see things differently.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us today, Mighty Companion. God bless you. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send seen. I said,